It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Oh, okay. So this kind of might make a little bit of a difference on whether you watch the Summer Olympics closing ceremonies in Paris. Jimmy Fallon is going to be hosting.
I'm honored to do it. I want to represent the country. I want to, I love France. I love Paris. I want to respect their culture too. I'm going to learn as much French as I can in 3 months and learn a song. And I want to make America proud. We're going to go for it. The Olympics, come on.
All right. I don't think I've ever watched the closing ceremonies. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is not the only thing she's releasing on Friday. There's a casual announcement. Her new video will be out Friday at 7 p.m. our time. Get ready. Someone's going to crash the internet. I just know it. Season 22 of American Idol is wrapping up, and Katy Perry won't be a judge on the show after that.
I'm just trying to make space for other things, and it's not like me ending this show means I'm going to retire on an island, even though that would be fabulous. I'm going to go to work.
It's been 4 years since her last album, Smile, so maybe she'll release another one. She also has a 3-year-old with fiancé Orlando Bloom. Speaking of Idol, Lionel Richie and Ryan Seacrest will announce the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on American Idol on Sunday, and Steve Buscemi has joined Wednesday, season 2. No word on who he's playing. The letter S on Sesame Street may soon stand for strike. Yeah. The 35 Writers Guild of America members for the children's TV show voted unanimously to support a strike authorization when their contract expires this Friday. They'll picket the company's New York City headquarters on Monday if no agreement is reached. That's not on Sesame Street, by the way. Katie Couric says Bryant Gumbel had a very sexist attitude toward her maternity leave when she gave birth to her first child.
He was giving me endless for taking, like, a month or two off. I was having my first baby. And he was like, why don't you just, like, drop it in the field and come back to work right away or something? I mean, was emblematic of sort of an incredibly sexist attitude.
Who's surprised by this? Not me. John Mellencamp doesn't want you at his shows if you're going to scream and yell and get drunk. I think we know. And the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare premiere featured Henry Golding discussing his experience on set with Guy Ritchie, the joys of fatherhood, and his skepticism about a Crazy Rich Asians sequel.
Thank you so
before
much.
Before we go, Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, it never
it's a
happened.
Go. No, it's a go.
Really?
Yeah, that's what
they didn't tell me.
All right.
Yeah, the Access Hollywood girl is hearing it before Henry Golding. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. And a dirt alert. Okay, so the executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work with the Brown and Goldman families to help settle their claims. I believe that it owes like $30 million, but there might not be much money to go around. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?